guys. We just got out of Moana, one of the greatest Disney films to come out, in a long time. And
I wouldn't agree with that, but it was pretty great.
Easily from my demeanor right now, I clearly love this movie. I loved it a lot. I was expecting to come out of this movie loving it, but I wasn't expecting to come out of it passionately.
I gotta
loving
say
it.
Though, I think of the three of us, you were most pumped up for this movie.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And I have to say, it's because somebody else liked it.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure, that's the person I was
that's
referring
the
to.
Person.
Mm. Okay, first of all, Lin-Manuel Miranda, his music is genius. I mean, I like the Hamilton soundtrack. I
you don't just like it. Come on.
She was destitute. She was.
I like the Hamilton cast.
Okay. The animation. My God. It was gorgeous. The way that they utilized water, man. I mean, I have not seen water look that gorgeous in a CG film since the
Finding
first.
Finding Dory. And Finding Nemo.
The first Finding Nemo.
No, Finding Dory is...
Finding Nemo.
The animation on Dory is better than Nemo. No, it is. You yourself said the water was crisp, and it was so beautiful.
I'm going to let you guys go, and then I'm going to come in after.
Because
I feel you guys have a lot.
I think that... Okay, number one, I don't know what her name is.
Moana.
Yes, it's Moana, but her real name.
Moana.
My God, she nailed it as Moana. Number one, I really liked her Let It Go song.
Okay, we need to stop here. From now until the end of time, Disney princess movies are going to have to be graded on a scale from Let It Go to Someday My Prince Will Come.
Yes.
Really. Let It Go sequence.
But no, you know what? I'm going to have the balls and say it. I loved the song better than Let It Go.
Her song?
Her song.
Okay.
Her song. I think that number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, man, he nailed it as Maui. He
is Maui.
He'd be like this sarcastic, sly, kind of narcissistic, kind of like a Hawaiian Tony Stark kind of thing. That's what we got with this, and he delivered, and he was funny. He was rambunctious, and he was all these different things, and...
You just noticed that? Are you Mike Wazowski at the end of Finding Nemo?
May I continue, Peter?
I never stopped
you. He never interrupted you, just to be clear.
Anyway.
This is like Trump v. Hillary again.
So, wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. She's a nasty woman. She's a crook. She's a liar.
Such a nasty woman.
Such a nasty woman. Pin that on a t-shirt. Get it tattooed and shit.
People have.
Speaking of tattoo, the tattoo little animation was funny. It could have easily been stupid as hell, but it was funny. It worked. The whole movie in itself worked. And I felt spiritual watching the movie. I was watching,
Was it an awakening?
It was an awakening. It was an awakening.
Was it a woman's revival?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the only altar Kyle prays to is the altar of Walt Disney.
And I felt very, very spiritual the way that Empire Strikes Back made me feel.
Right, okay.
Okay, you combine the...
No, I see it for sure, yeah.
You combine the spirituality of Empire Strikes Back and the mythos that you got with The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
you know, when you get the Circle of Life sequence, and then you got the Remember Who You Are sequence.
Right.
That really, thank you, Peter. Okay. The chicken. I freaking love the chicken.
What's the chicken's name? It had a name, right?
I don't know, but it was a freaking chicken, and it was funny.
It was something like Lala or some shit like that.
Lala. Look at Tinky Winky Dipsy Lala Po.
It was like a cha-cha.
Cha-cha, real smooth.
It was like a really, it was a two-worded, one. It was like one word and then saying it twice sort of name.
Nasty woman.
Guess what? That nasty woman got 2 million more votes than who actually won.
Anyway, so.
Two million.
I can't praise this movie enough. From me, go see this movie. Strongly recommended. My favorite movie of the year so far. Guys, go on.
You want to go on, Peter?
Oh yeah, this is gonna be fun.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is the point of the review in which, after I've let Kyle do his thing, mm-hmm. I come in and shit all over him.
Yes.
I'm not gonna do that. I actually agree with him almost wholeheartedly. I think this was really great. I really loved it.
Look at his face.
We agree.
I know.
We agree.
Is this the end of the life as we know it?
It might be, but that's okay.
Trump's you president. Agree 100% with Kyle.
Hey, you forgot to say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And you this let me just start at the beginning. Before this movie started,
mm-hmm.
my favorite part of every movie going experience is watching trailers for the next movies that are coming out.
We need to talk about that.
On how shitty the trailers were.
This was easily the worst trailers I've ever seen play before a big blockbuster film, like a Disney animation film. Like, all of them were kids' films. And besides the two Disney films,
Beast and Cars 3,
even though, like, I'm not looking forward too much.
They're good trailers.
They were good trailers. And all the rest were, like,
shitty.
The shittiest kids' films I've ever seen.
That we didn't even hear of until this point.
Like, what was that? Like, a wolf who shoots lasers?
From his guitar?
What was it? Rock Dog?
Yeah.
It was called Rock Dog.
Yeah, it was Rock Dog.
I don't know, but I was like, oh my god. And then at the end of, after I watched this film, I was like, wow.
And you know what pisses me off uh-huh. is that they got J.K. Simmons in there.
Oh. They also got,
he paid for TV. As the credits started to roll for Moana, I'm like, man, maybe I'm too hard on Disney. Maybe they just make it seem really easy.
And
I always expect, like, okay, do more though. Like, this is nice, but I want you more. But the more, the competition they have, I'm just starting to think, like, maybe they just make it look easy. That's why I expect more from them, because it is hard what they're doing.
Yeah.
They just do it so well. But I mean, the music, and I actually forgot it was a musical, or maybe I just never knew. But when the song started, I was like, oh yeah, music, Disney. And I really liked it. Except for one song, but like, I think with every Disney film, or most of them, there's at least one song where I'm not too hot about.
Yeah, like
the Girl
like
Worth Fighting For.
I like that song.
People hate it.
I can see.
And Frozen, it's like.
Oh, I actually really like it.
In the movie Frozen, it's Fixer Upper.
Yeah.
Oh, that was. Fixer, yeah.
There's always one that always feels kind of out of place and stuff like that. And this one was kind of the one with
Little
the crab.
Except Little Mermaid.
The one with the crab was kind of the Fixer Upper one.
I love that song.
The entire time, I mean, I love the world they made, and this.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people said with, like, Tangled and Frozen, it mm-hmm. felt like, you know, classic Renaissance Disney. No, man. This film genuinely felt like it could have been made in the 90s.
In the 90s, man, you know why.
Yeah.
You know who made this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I want to name drop because mm-hmm. we all should recognize these people.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Clements.
Ron Clements and John Musker, who have directed Little Mermaid, Aladdin, and The Princess and the Frog, of which we are all big fans of.
Yes.
And all of those movies scream classic Disney and the renaissance of the 90s, and this one felt more like it than Frozen did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For sure. And fuck, this
dude, this movie,
I loved it.
To me, instantly that this is a this easily lines up in the Disney classics.
Yeah, if I were to give negatives, the only thing really looking back on it, which was kind of like unnecessary, was the whole thing with him, like when he gets his hook back and he's like, oh man, I don't know how to shapeshift. But then, you know, less than 5 minutes later, he's a perfect shapeshifter again. Like that whole...
Save that for the spoilers.
Oh, we're doing spoilers?
Yeah, we always forget about it. We're not doing it first. This is like general impressions.
General impressions? Oh, okay. Well, honestly, yeah, I think it's a Disney classic. And just everything they do right. The animation, I was going to tell you, fuck Dory. I'm sorry. This animation is beautiful. And I don't usually say shit like that.
Right.
Like, I really, really, like, the ocean, the
yes.
of things that you see appear in the film.
Right.
And the way that they're done, and you already mentioned the ghost, so stuff like that. It's the animation is just perfect. It's just so beautiful. The characters are great. I like the music. The side characters, which usually can bring down Disney films if they're done wrong or they're just not funny. I thought they were hilarious.
I love how
every chicken joke had me laughing.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I you know, to me, it was amazing seeing only two people.
Oh yeah, that's true, huh?
It was only two people throughout the majority of the movie, and that impressed me a lot, because usually that could have gone south so fast, you know? And the dynamic between what's-her-face and The Rock, seeing them together, and, you know, I don't know if they recorded together or separately, but whatever they did, the chemistry really meshed well together. And I genuinely think that because she was like this girl's a newcomer.
Yeah.
And she hasn't done anything before, and now that she came in and she rocked the house easily in like one of the, you know,
a lead in a film.
Yeah.
And so, I think it's because they I think Disney tried to find Pacific Islanders.
And she is. She's from Hawaii.
Uh-huh. To keep with
the spirit. Well, she doesn't provide the singing voice, though.
Oh, she doesn't?
It's Louise Bush.
Oh, okay.
So someone else. Which Disney does do that a lot.
Yeah, they do. They do that a lot.
Like Judy Kuhn did the singing voice for Pocahontas.
Leah Salonga
with Ming-Na Wen and Mulan.
Yeah.
And Princess Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. But that was the same. Wait, didn't she voice both Jasmine and Zhang Jasmine?
No. No. It was Linda Larkin who did the voice for Jasmine.
And you were talking a lot about the spirituality.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not as crazy, like, in love with it as you, like really feeling something. I think they handled it really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know nothing, really, like
about
being honest,
the Hawaiian...
about, you know, the Pacific Islander culture.
Yeah.
And really the people that they're exploring in this. And they really, you know, well, because I don't know it, I don't know how good a job they actually do of immersing you in it. But I personally felt really immersed in it. And I really fell in love with, you know, the myths and stuff that they have.
Yeah.
And the beliefs. And it does, they do a really good job with it. I really enjoyed this film.
I think if any
part of your heart loves Disney, then you're going
to
love
this. This movie's perfect for you.
Yeah.
There's no way to say it. I just want to very quickly just say, this movie is spectacular. The animation is beyond exquisite, and the use of water in here is among one of the best ever used in cinema.
Don't.
Let's make that very clear. I didn't mean to say that the animation sucked or it wasn't great. It is amazing, and everyone should love it and take away with that. Let's make that very clear right now. Moana and Maui, great characters. And you're right, Kyle. It is very rare to see just two characters carry the whole movie.
And not only that, they weren't...
The chicken was a character.
Well, yeah, it was a character there, but I mean, I'm just...
Chicken rights matter.
Chicken rights matter.
Wrong.
Wrong.
I saw that coming a mile away.
Also, it is a very, very, very rare to have our two leads not pine after each other romantically.
Right. Oh, thank God. And you know what? There was a second in the film
where
I thought...
Did you really think that? And then where?
When he was staring at her while she was rowing, and I was like, oh, are they going to take it like a weird... Because at that point, it would be kind of weird.
That would be really weird.
Really, really weird.
He's kind of ancient.
Keto kind of stuff. Yeah, I get that. That's why I was like, oh, please don't do that. And they didn't. So I was like, oh, thank God.
It was more of like a big brother, little sister relationship.
Are we really going to complain about that? I mean, Disney did kind of, you know, support bestiality.
Beauty and the Beast? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, we've seen Stranger Things.
So, final thoughts?
Let me just finish first. The songs. Okay, look, the songs, the animation, the writing, the acting, everything about this movie is spectacular. It is, no question, one of the best movies of the year, and this will have a legacy in the Disney film franchise, or in the legacy of Disney for generations
to come. Instant classic.
Instant classic, and as a film, it works better than Frozen.
Yes.
No question.
Yeah.
No question. The songs in Frozen may be better, depending on your point of view, but as a film, this is more cohesive and stronger than Frozen.
And before we wrap it up, I do want to mention the short before the film.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked it.
That was very powerful.
That was
like
powerful.
I thought, like, at first I was like, eh, eh, eh.
I thought it was cute.
Oh,
the way with the head and the heart and the...
I felt like an Inside Out kind of vibe a little bit about it.
A little bit,
yeah.
But it had its own unique stylistic way of doing it.
But it also got deep in the middle.
A little bit.
Because it was like, this guy is depressed, and he sees the depression, and how he, like step out of your boundaries, live your life kind of thing, you know, instead of doing the norm. So I really liked that.
And I didn't even, and that's another thing where, like, oh, yeah, there's going to be a little short, and it was really great. I thought it was a really nice little short.
Right. Yeah.
Spoilers, guys. Spoilers. You seem a little crabby about this this particular scene.
Wow.
Hate it. I actually like how the realm of the monsters and stuff like that. I like how that all looked, and that was cool.
How it was like underwater
and
stuff like that, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an island underneath an island.
For me, it was just the song felt out of place.
I think, this movie is so strong. If there was a weak point, that would be for me, because I think Peter is right that that song and that character kind of felt out of place with what was going on, just a tad bit. Although, I was very entertained because of how much it made you just laugh.
Oh.
So maybe that may have enhanced it for me. But, I mean, that song and that character may have been one too much.
The guy kind of sounds like Eddie Izzard.
I don't know.
He's a British comedian.
It sounds really familiar, the voice.
You and British people.
I know.
So, I don't know. Something about the temperament of this guy. He was like, focus on the eye. You're making me dizzy and all that. So the
jokes all worked, I think, in the film.
Yeah, dude, the humor was really good. I mean, it could have easily, like, they made, like, a not-so-subtle joke about tweeting.
Yeah, that one was the one I was like, well.
That was the only one I was like,
he's like,
you're on the line. Don't do this. I just saw, saw, like, four other trailers of films of nothing but that before your film. Don't become that.
That was the one point, but then it all went back to...
Yeah, then I was like, okay.
It was like, it was more like a tongue-in-cheek wink.
Right.
Wink and nod. You know, kind of thing.
I would have thought you would have liked to talk about all the in references to Disney.
Oh yeah, like how he said, "You're a princess, right? No, I am a chief's daughter." And then all of a sudden he was like, "You have a dress. You have an animal sidekick." You know, and
you're that. It doesn't matter. That just makes you a princess.
It doesn't matter.
Can we very quickly think about our database of Disney princess movies? What are their, like, animal sidekicks?
Raja and...
And Jasmine.
Mulan.
Mushu. And the cricket.
Tangled
and Pascal. Not Tangled. I'm sorry. Yeah, Rapunzel and Pascal.
Yeah. Also, what did... Okay. Oh, freaking Snow White. She had the whole freaking forest. She had the freaking forest as her animal sidekick.
Cinderella had Gus Gus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gus Gus.
Ariel had, I guess, Sebastian and Flounder.
Yeah, animal sidekicks, man. I mean, it was
Belle?
A
Belle? Did Belle have any animal? She had, what was the horse's name? Was that even much of a sidekick?
I think they kind of count, like, the,
The Enchanted,
Yeah.
Pretty much were animals.
Whoa.
So
inanimate, magically. Never mind. I don't know where I was going with that.
I really like the subtle jabs and winks at
not
Disney.
So subtle.
Yeah, they weren't really subtle. I mean, this is the second movie this year where they poke fun at themselves. Remember back to Zootopia where I think it was
the
it
chief.
The chief that said this isn't some kind of musical happy little ending thing.
Yeah. So I really like and Frozen. It goes back to Frozen.
Frozen too.
When they said you can't just fall in love with somebody, you know, in like one day, you know, like how all the other.
Which I also think is funny because at the end of the day, they do still follow the Disney formula.
Like, well, yeah.
I love how there was no love story in this movie.
Oh, yeah, great. I absolutely it. Adore
Didn't
that.
It. Didn't need
did
it.
Did not need it.
I really. Like the grandma.
I loved her character.
I really
I loved
liked
her. I want to say this right now. That character really spoke a lot like, not spoke like, but it had a nice little resemblance to Yoda and the way that how she was and how, I don't know.
There was a cave sequence.
There was a cave sequence. But I just think the dynamic.
There was the cave of self-discovery.
The dynamic
was.
Your
weapon, you are
neat. That's what I said to
him. The dynamic between her
you will not.
And Moana was a great relationship. And I really loved how powerful that relationship was. And I love the sequence where she passes away and then she becomes this, like, manta ray. Spirit thing.
Yeah.
I love that part.
I will say, when she does come back as a ghost,
mm-hmm.
It kind of ruined it for me a little bit.
Did
sort
it?
Of like the way she passed and she became one with the ocean
right?
and the spirit.
Because to me, and if, it's... Because to me, it felt like the remember who you are.
Yeah, but why? What was
but it kind of takes away from, you know, the loss. The fact that she lost her. But she's still with her in a way, but not in a way in which she can just sit down and talk to her whenever she wants. You know what
but
I mean?
I think that's still significant. I mean, that's it's like Star Wars and Force Ghosts.
Yeah, but not everyone gets a Force Ghost.
Yes, that's true, but she's not anyone. She's a very significant character
to
Moana. She's a badass grandma.
It's not a
she deserves a Force Ghost.
It's not a big complaint. It's a minor complaint. I still gave this film raving reviews. You need to chill, all right? The Mickey still got my stamp of approval. All right, relax.
The mouse.
Relax. The mouse.
The mouse. I think I really like this original, like the part where she started singing that song, and then all the ghosts of all the other.
I did like that part.
That was pretty cool. Like, and it kind of emotionally moved me.
Yeah, I was.
You know,
I was there with you too.
And I, you know, just when when they went down, like, you know, the denouement happened, and you get the dark sense, you know, but then, you know, it's like all about empowering and all that stuff. You know what? This has been a great, ironically, you know, not politically, unfortunately, but, you know, in cinema, you pointed out to me, this has been a great year for heroines. You know, I mean, not just that. Last year, it started off with, like, Rey. Mm-hmm. And then, it transcended. You know, you had Judy Hopps. And now, next month, we're going to get Jen Erso.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just saying that this is a really good, solid year for women in movies.
No, I wanted to say that point because it should be said. And I'm only going to stay away from the political side of it. But I think, look... Disney should be commended because they are making...
Such a nasty woman.
They are making great films. And they are putting female protagonists at the center of these films. Mm-hmm. And we really have to think about it to even notice it. That is a model that is successful. And it's not like, it's weird because I don't even think it was an agenda. I think it just kind of happened weirdly because you had Ray, Judy Hopps, Dory, and then now you get Moana. And then we're going to get Jyn Erso next month. It is really great how this lined up.
And, you know, like, me and you, we're not really politically correct.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
But I remember watching the trailer for Rogue One. And I remember thinking, the first trailer, I remember thinking, like, oh, yeah, this is cool, this is great. Like, I thought it looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I scrolled down to the comments. There's like a million people complaining. Oh, another girl is leading the film. And I was, and I kind of thought about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess she is. Like, I'm not.
It doesn't matter.
Like, literally, when you named him off, I didn't realize. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like, for me.
Bitch, if anything, mm-hmm. it's a wonder why it took this long to yeah. have.
But I think.
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, I'm not even someone who's pushing and always looking right. like, oh, yeah, you need to have diversity. You need to have this.
I think
this,
diversity should boycott. Happen as historical context as it yeah. happens. And it happened perfectly. And I think it's something people aren't talking about. I know that people are angry about whitewashing and the whole, like,
mm-hmm.
Oscar boycott. And then, yeah, there are some serious criticisms to be lauded against mm-hmm. that, for sure. Take some time and acknowledge the progress that's been made and give credit to fucking Disney. Look at what they've done. Not only are these great female protagonists, but they all take place in really substantial films.
Around and all of them,
yeah,
great, good films.
Yeah.
Around here, we don't stay around for too long. We keep moving forward, bringing forth new ideas.
Right.
Walt Disney.
Right. That was a quote of his.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably talk about the legacy of Walt Disney.
Oh, okay, wait.
Compared to the women and the sex.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
There's two things I think we should talk about. One is the ending as far as who the monster turned out to be.
Right.
And what you think the overall underlying message.
Okay, before that, we haven't talked about, maybe a little bit, but the music in general was amazing.
Oh, it was.
I loved
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I loved, for whatever reason, it was so infectious, her signature song in this film.
Yeah.
It felt like, I heard echoes of, like, Part of Your World in that sequence, and then even putting Let It Go in there. It was an outburst of this great energy, and it was just a really empowering song.
The thing I loved about this, about the music in this versus the music in, like, Frozen, even Tangled, even, dare I say it, even A Little Mermaid, is that,
You would put that in there, bitch.
I know.
You would do that.
But I felt a genuine organic
notion. Oh my god, you.
With this. I felt a genuine organic notion with this. Okay, I just put Little Mermaid in there to jab with you, but
right.
You get what I mean.
Right, oh sure, that's, I think
you get what I mean.
I think you're just taking it back because you don't want to bitch about it.
He's the good.
There you see.
No, I think you're right, the music in this film is authentic to what this film, like, regionally and geographically, this is it is the music of that particular people.
And I like when they do that, because more than anything, I think it just helps you immerse you
right.
in the world.
And in general,
in which
that's why Disney is renowned for being how great they are, because it's that exquisite attention to detail that makes them, that sets them apart from anybody else.
Okay, there's a quote from John Lasseter, who helped make this movie, and he's like, you know, Pixar mogul, for those who don't know. He said, "We stand underneath the drawers when we build a table." You know, so, and that really strikes true to all Disney movies. Doesn't matter if it's like mediocre or anything like that. It's, they still stand underneath the mm-hmm. table. You know, they could easily, like, make it look nice on the outside, but, you know, and then leave little scuff marks. But no, they try their damnedest to make every product they put out smooth.
I just have to say, like, Moana and Zootopia combined. Oops. Oh. Big props to John Lasseter.
A great year for Disney animation specifically.
Yeah.
And Disney in general. It's like,
but if we're just talking about the animation,
yeah.
like two, and like, it's not even like, okay, one was really great, one was okay. Like,
no,
both I really, really love.
Yep.
I think both are really, really great.
Box office charts man, how much do you think it's gonna make?
I think it's gonna make a lot.
Come Sunday.
This is a really interesting weekend because we have to also see. I'm more preoccupied with how the drop for Fantastic Beasts is gonna be. Because that's going to be key as to how well it was received amongst fans. I think it'll for sure be number one this weekend. And I think it can make anywhere between 50 to 75 million. I think it can be in that ballpark. Animated movies are highly lucrative, and especially if they're amazing such as Moana.
Yeah, and especially word of mouth.
Yeah.
Especially word of mouth. And dear God, this is getting a great word of mouth.
Yeah, it is. And I was surprised. You said this was the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
And I believe you when you said that. And I'm like, you know what? An argument could be made. It may be the best movie of the year. I'm not going to lie.
Moana, man.
It was that great.
I just genuinely love this movie. It's definitely going in my, the top 20 favorite Disney movies of all time, for sure. I don't know about top 10 yet. I have to see how this movie ages on me, but for sure in the top 20 tier.
But this is your number one for this year.
Yes, for the longest time since February, it's been Deadpool. But this movie, it moved me. It made me.
What the fuck are you doing, Peter? Let him finish his point. Go.
It made me fall in love with Disney animation again.
Yeah, it was like a new experience again. It reminds you of why this is.
Yeah, it brings me back to why I love like movies like The Lion King and all that. So I don't know. I can't praise this. I know you say, oh yeah, you can, but I can't praise this movie enough. You know,
it's a great reminder for why Disney is home for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, even though they make some really interesting business decisions that infuriate us, Disney Infinity, Shanghai Disneyland, they
don't do this.
They bring it.
Why you do this, Gooby?
They bring it. We love this movie more than we thought we would. Yeah.
And I know a lot of people hate on Disney, but it's like, well, I mean, they make good movies. They can pretty consistently.
Compare their roster for this year alone to any other studio.
Yeah. That's when you know.
That's how you know.
No.
That's how you know. Either one. Anyway, you have anything else to say, guys?
Was it sad that we all just caught on very quickly that song came from that movie?
How does she know that you love her?
How does she know that you really, really, truly love her?
Isn't there been a sequel of that movie?
Yes, it's called Disenchanted.
Alexis Moreno saw this movie.
Oh, she loved it.
And she said it was one of the best, and she was right.
Oh my God, this is the first time I'm going to agree with her, too. It's true.
You see, Disney brings people together. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Kyle Lira.
I am Alexis Soto. Gracious to be here as always.
He's Peter Martinez.
Yes, he's Peter Martinez.
Let me say my
Peter Martinez, always gracious as ever. Not really.
Anyway, so that was our little After Dark. Check out our podcast. Check out our reviews. Check out his channel. He has some good videos sometimes.
Okay. And you have a quality podcast every now and then.
Yeah. So check that out. We have our podcast up on iTunes. I have both. Red Spotlight and the Fantasy Fair, where we talk all things Disney, and
in which I discuss the best ice creams around the world.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And also remember, there are some Disney specials coming your way that this man promised to you months ago.
No,
and that's coming.
Cut the video.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Kyle Lira. Bye.